Just one of them queens.
What are you singing?
Remember Just One of Them Days by Monica?
Oh, yes. Just One of Them Days.
And I said Just One of Them Queens.
I love that.
Yeah.
I am a big fan of Monica's.
Monica is so underrated.
Yeah. I wonder if she has a record deal anymore.
I don't know.
Yeah, we're rolling. I know we're rolling.
Are we rolling
on
with
air.
The homies?
Yeah, I'm saying our producer's over here saying, you know, you're being recorded
That's
right now.
We keep it casual, Alex.
Because we are radio personalities, Alex.
It's
you know
like
what I'm saying?
They joined in the conversation already in progress.
Uh-huh. Because now you were just telling me that the show, the syndicated radio show we used to do called
RuPaul Radio.
That it's on what?
Somebody, the Toby from Gaydio in Glasgow interviewed me this morning, and we were talking about stuff, and he said, I just was listening to a bunch of RuPaul Radio on YouTube, and I said, wait, it's on there? Mm. And then, of course, I moved ahead and plugged our podcast, mm-hmm. but mm-hmm. I didn't know that it lived on YouTube.
Yeah.
And remember the idea, here's the real tea, you guys. Rue and I did the syndicated radio show back when we did terrestrial radio and the RuPaul show on VH1 all together. Always hustling.
Yep.
And we loved the idea of doing a syndicated radio show. But I think, and I'm not trying to speak for you, but my opinion was when it was done, it was like we got these scripts that were like, these suck.
Mm-hmm.
These were not who we are and what we do.
Right.
So it ended up really not being as what it should have been.
Right. Right. Well, for us to fit into that format, you know, the great thing about the podcast is we get to do whatever we want. And the people who want to listen to us, they find us.
Yeah.
And we talk about the things that they want to, you know, they want to hear.
Yeah.
But, you know, in that format, obviously we played a lot of music.
Yeah.
And, you know, we got to talk about some things. But you don't get to really experience us the way you do in the podcast.
No, that was a lot of music. It was made for the music,
right?
And we were the interstitials, but really you couldn't really, you get bits and pieces, but really no, it was produced crap is what it was.
I remember the only things I remember about the RuPaul Radio were the time Pamela Anderson did a drop for us.
Yeah.
This is,
yes!
Hey, this, and she was between marriages and she was just going by Pamela at that time. She wasn't Pamela Lee.
No, she was not Pamela Anderson.
She wasn't Pamela Anderson. Was she ever Pamela
she was
Lee? She was Pamela Lee at one point, right. But at this point, she's saying, this is Pamela.
She didn't say Anderson?
Nope.
Oh.
Nope, didn't say
weird.
Pamela Lee, which is hard to say. Pamela Lee.
Pamela Lee.
Pamela
Lee.
Pamela Lee. I have a thing about words that don't go together like that.
Yeah, I know.
You know,
because you need more syllables on the end of that.
Syllables?
Yeah.
Yes. and then I remember the one joke that was written for me when I was introducing that Brothers Johnsons.
I may not know the brothers,
but
I know them. Go ahead.
No. It wasn't. I don't know. It's just, I was introducing Brother Johnson's Stomp.
Right.
Their big song. Something. Right. And I say, I love the Brothers Johnsons. In fact, I love all the Brothers Johnsons.
I thought it was, I may not know the brothers, but I know the Brothers Johnsons. Same idea. Different delivery.
I wonder if people who are listening know what a Johnson is. I wonder if that's sort of faded into obscurity, that slang for a
penis.
A penis.
But the
yeah.
funny thing is, because I listen to, you know, I always listen to show tunes. And if it's not that, it's old school hip hop. And I was listening to Ice-T. Do this horrendous song that was a big song back in the day. I forgot what it's called, but Shut the F Up and Have Sex or whatever it is. It's all initials in the title. But he's talking about Jim Browski. Do you remember Jim Browski?
I don't.
Jim Browski is wearing a hat. That means you have a rubber on your penis.
Uh-huh.
And I remember Boogie Down Productions, BDP, would say, and they had the J, the I, the M, the Y, the J, the I, the M, it's Jimmy. So that's what we used to call back in the late 80s and early 90s. In hip-hop, a penis was called a Jimmy.
I didn't know that.
And Johnson was even before that. I would say
yes.
70s.
Oh, yeah. Johnson was 70s, probably earlier than that. You know? How many names of penises are there? There's so many.
A lot.
There's a lot.
Yeah, but you forget about those classic ones like a Johnson.
Like a Johnson.
Or a Schlong.
Or a Schlong.
Schlong.
You know.
Boner. Well, that's an erection.
That's
really.
An erection, yeah.
Dong.
Yeah. But, you know, you're talking about this Pamela Lee thing. The problem is that your mouth has to do so much work to set up for that Lee.
Yeah.
Because you're saying Pamela. And it's la, and then go back to li.
Yeah.
And your tongue is just, you know, when DragCon came about, which, of course, you know, DragCon DragCon is coming back again in May of 2016.
Amazing. But are we just LA this time, or are we expanding?
It's just LA this time, but we'll expand eventually. Okay. But it's just LA. But they had to convince me to go with DragCon because I didn't like DragCon.
Because of the G into the K.
Yes.
Yes.
Because of the G into the K.
I know the word you'll hate before you even say it.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't. I thought, you know, let's do it. DragCon. Dragacon.
Like Shaka Khan.
Like Shaka Khan.
Dragacon. That's a sister.
Because that A gives you a chance to, you know,
it's
rest.
It's because both are back in the epiglottis.
What?
In the back of your throat.
What's that called?
The epiglottis. It's like it's a glot. It's back here.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So you're going to go G and you're going to go K.
Yes.
And they're right next to each other. So if you don't say it right, you're going to get Michelle Visage.
Uh-huh. Michelle Visage.
It's the same thing.
Did anybody bring that up to you when you decided to name yourself Michelle Visage?
No, and I regret it. I really do because...
It's not as bad because this is the thing. Michelle Visage, because the the V helps you set it up for the J.
Yes, but it screws up the sh into the s or the z.
The sh to the z to the
sh. Exactly. Just like the word decisions.
Yes. Okay. Michelle, okay. Doing radio and sitting next to this girl on a microphone for so many years, as I'm talking, I know what she's going to giggle. Sometimes I'll do it. In fact, I just had to say the word choreography. And every time.
How'd you do?
I did it because of you. You've shamed me so much.
Shut up. I helped you. I didn't shame you.
You did help me. But I definitely think about it every time I have to say it.
Good.
Because I just had to say it several times. On set just a minute ago.
Okay.
And and I think about it, but decisions is the new one.
It's
now
the new choreography.
It's the new choreography because I end up saying decisions.
Yes, it's amazing. And all I do is I turn around slowly.
I can feel you. I can feel you. I don't even have to see you. I can feel you.
That's how in sync we are. I literally just go blink, blink, blink. Sometimes I don't even look at you, and I know that you are looking at me. Because if I look over, your eyes are already looking at me. Dude, that's the best thing. Everybody's got a word they couldn't say.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of kids can't say spaghetti. They say paschetti.
Paschetti, right.
And then there's refrigerators difficult. For me, growing up, the word that I could not say ever was celery.
Really? Celery.
I used to say cerily. Cerily. I used to confuse it.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
And my dad used to go, oh, you better make sure you don't have to say that in a play one day. And I'm like, I know, Marty.
Yeah.
It's a difficulty. And I'd be a grown adult. And I happen to love celery.
Uh-huh.
But then
I happen to love Sara Lee.
I love them both.
Yeah.
I wouldn't kick either one of them out of bed.
No.
But in the Jewish delis, there's a celery. Okay. Let me try that again.
Uh-huh.
In the Jewish delis, there's a soda called Celray. Dr. Brown's has a Celray soda.
I thought it was celery soda.
No, it's Celray. C-E-L-R-A-Y, I think. Alex will Google it.
Huh.
But when I saw that, I went, oh my God, that's a way for me to remember how to say celery.
Oh, Celray. I see.
So Celray always, I see that green bottle of Celray soda in my head before I say celery now.
Well, you know, on Drag U, that was the reason I said Falcati. Was because the premise of Drag U was it was a college and we had teachers, the drag queens were teachers, and that we would have students come each year and we would make them over as drag queens. You know, that was a TV show, Drag U. But I would always call, our esteemed teachers the Falcati because my mother used
to
say,
that's where I assumed it came from.
Yeah, my mother used to say for the faculty, she said Falcati.
Because all the parents have something, especially ones that weren't, like my dad wasn't an educated man. So, and my mother is from Brooklyn. Not that all people from Brooklyn are not educated. But when they grew up, you know, my mother called you Rapul.
Yes, she called me Rapul.
It's just she couldn't get the sounds in her head. And my dad still has issues saying words, and I think the lower educated people or people that grew up in big, like my dad grew up in Baltimore where the accent's so thick and they say things a different way. So for him, you know, my mother still said washer, you know what
I
mean?
Yeah.
There's certain ways. So Falcati made sense to your mother.
Yeah. Well, my favorite is LaWanda Page, who played Aunt Esther on Sanford and Son.
Brilliant LaWanda.
Brilliant. She was on my first Tommy Boy record and on Supermodel. And she's in the video for Back to My Roots. But she had a skit about this little boy. He was a bad boy. And his parents sent him to a military school.
A military,
As opposed to a military school.
My dad can't say asparagus. He says asparagus.
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 Oh, it sounds delicious.
I'll take some asparagus.
But I actually enjoy saying words the wrong way.
You celebrate who you are.
Well, I mean, I just, any opportunity.
You, but...
Yes, you will. Any opportunity I could say military school.
Yeah, but it's fun.
I love a military school.
It actually sounds better that way
too,
doesn't it?
I think we
should change it.
But you know, I've always had trouble though with certain with a lot of syllables. Like if somebody in their name, I can deal with four syllables.
Right.
But if there are five syllables.
Who has five syllables? You mean in the total name?
No, not just their name, but even in like a last name, or if they have several syllables in, in a word, but like. The guy from Iran, or is it Iran? It's Iran, isn't it? Yes. Ahmad Djabajaba.
Everybody has a problem seeing him.
Say it for me.
What is it?
Ahmadiyajan.
Ahmadiyajan. See, that's five.
Ahmadinejad.
Ahmadinejad.
Right?
See, that's my brain, the cachet. You know, my cachet is so tiny.
Your cash?
My cash. Is that
cachet.
Yeah? Because I think of
you know, of course you do, darling.
The store cash.
R.I.P.
Cachet. Yeah, is so tiny that I can only hold four syllables.
No, I don't think that. I think Ahmadinejad.
Mm-hmm.
Did I say it right? Mm. Is a very difficult name. That's why every newscaster, every person in the world, every radio personality, every single person cannot pronounce it.
Mm-hmm.
And he did that on purpose.
You think so?
Yeah, he changed
to sabotage.
It. His last name was Smith. He changed it just to be difficult. It was sabotage. Yeah.
But I wonder about that with actors. You know, like the sexiest thing in my world
is
the sexiest actor. I can't pronounce his name because he's got an African name.
Michael Fassbender.
No, it's that I can pronounce his first name, which is Adewale. Adewale. And he's got three names that
I know
all
exactly
begin with
about.
A.
Aren't they from Africa?
He's from Africa. Yeah. He's English, though.
But the names are difficult to pronounce.
They can't pronounce it. Why
it's
would you go?
It's even Charlize Theron people can't pronounce.
Yeah, and well, we did learn how to say Demi Moore.
Yeah.
You know, and I guess it could be trained, but why would you do that to people?
I don't know. I would make it easy for the people because you'd want it to roll off their tongue. I was 17 or 18 years old when I chose Visage.
Right.
Going back, I never would have. I would have done something easier.
I'm sorry. It's a fabulous name.
But you know what I mean? It's easy. RuPaul Charles. Easy once you get the RuPaul down. You know what I mean? But then you think about, I have to tell you the story about when I took a cab to the airport and the cab driver. I think it was in the South somewhere, and the cab driver was talking about Oprah, and he was like, I love me some Oprah Winfrey. Oprah Winfrey. And I went, that's exactly my reaction. I went, Oprah? Oprah Winfrey.
Oprah Winfrey.
So even sometimes when you think your name is easy, somebody's going to jack it up anyway.
Right. Well,
you
know Oprah's not the easy. If you're not familiar, Oprah, it's not, I guess you
yeah,
say.
People know Oprah.
Yeah, Oprah. Yeah. Yeah. It's weird though, but I just don't understand if you're going into business and you're going to be a brand, why make it difficult or even worse? I'm sure people are not going to be happy.
Rebecca Romijn's another one.
Rebecca
Romijn. I called her Romjin forever.
Romjin.
Yeah.
Yes. But and then on top of that, she added her ex-husband's name.
Rebecca Romijn Stamos.
Yeah.
But at least that was easier to say. Like, because people knew at that point.
John Stamos.
That it was, everybody knows John Stamos. Hello, Blackie from General Hospital. Jesse.
That's right.
Yeah.
I always think of Full House when I think of him. But
no,
yes.
I fell in love with him at General Hospital.
At General Hospital, yeah.
Blackie Parrish.
Yes.
That was the best time ever on General Hospital.
It was because it was right after Luke and Laura, wasn't it?
That was the whole Ice Princess thing. It was right. No.
Oh, wait a minute. Was Demi Moore on that?
Yeah.
Jackie and her?
Jackie Templeton and yeah. Her, the chick from Santa Barbara with the other raspy voice. I forgot her name. Doesn't matter. Anyway, Blackie Parrish was on there.
Wait, but Demi Moore and Blackie Parrish were on the same time?
I think so. I can't remember.
Yeah.
All the purists are going to get mad at me, but I have to tell you, I was in seventh grade.
Mm.
So that's a long ass time ago.
Yeah.
And it's all merging together. But that was my punishment when I got in trouble in high school, was I was not allowed to watch General Hospital. So if I got punished, that was my punishment. I was obsessed with General Hospital.
Oh my! And so was the rest of the world, by the way. Yeah.
Especially because of Luke and Laura. And Luke just retired.
I know.
Tony
Carey.
Living in Amsterdam.
So after the break, I'm going to ask you.
Yeah,
there's a break right now. But okay. While we have this break, I want you guys out there to think about what was the theme song to Luke and Laura. It became a big hit.
I know it. I know it.
And it's the song that
there was more than one. You're talking about the wedding one?
I'm talking about the R-A-P-E song.
Right.
Yes.
Oh, isn't it? All right.
Oh, yeah. But you guys think about that because there is the wedding song, and I'll ask that one too. There's two songs associated with Luke and Laura. There's the R-A-P-E song, and then there's their wedding song.
Right.
Okay. So after the break, we'll tell you what that is. This episode is sponsored by Casper. Casper is an online retailer of premium mattresses at a fraction of the price.
Aww,
I know you love yours.
I do, and I also love fractions.
Now, you can get $50 toward any mattress purchase by visiting casper.com/RU. And you can use the offer code RU to get that gorgeous deal. What are you waiting for? Go on over to casper.com/RU. Get started today. This episode is brought to you by Squarespace. Squarespace, making a website has never been easier. Now, you can make a gorgeous website in minutes using their gorgeous templates and their simplistic drag and drop platform.
That's got nothing to do with death drop.
Well, no, it doesn't, but possibly could.
Yeah.
You know, you could possibly incorporate that into
why
it.
Not?
You know? Hey, and listen, when you're ready to purchase a plan, get 10% off with the offer code RU. That's squarespace.com, offer code RU. Hi.
Hi.
We are back.
That was fun.
You know, poor Alex, you know, our producer, he started to say, well, we're going into this next segment that is
doing his job.
Doing his job, saying this. And I'm saying, just press the button, Alex. I don't need to hear all of that.
Who doesn't like
idle chatter? Just press the button.
Unless it's from me.
Yeah. And if we're going to be doing idle chatter, can we just record it?
Yeah.
Just record it.
Just push play. Go.
Just press play. Yeah. Does it exist?
It doesn't mean that we don't love you, Alex.
Yes.
We love you.
Does a conversation even exist if it's not being recorded?
No, Madonna.
I don't think so.
No.
I don't think so.
Thank you.
Anyway, before the break, we were talking about General Hospital.
Yes, the best soap opera ever on the face of the earth.
And it was such a huge phenomenon. Yeah. I mean, they just sort of supersized soap operas into the stratosphere during
early
80s. Yeah. Right. And I remember when Luke and Laura, probably the most famous love storyline of all time.
On
a soap opera.
Yes.
They fell in love. They were on and off for many, many years. They eventually got married.
Not
I don't know how many times.
Billy and Allison on Melrose Place.
Yeah. Well, that's a whole nother thing.
They got married like
several times.
Yeah, several
many. But their first wedding had a song attached to it. But then there was another song attached to when I believe it. Correct me if I'm wrong, Michelle.
Oh, you're putting my brain to the task?
No, but didn't Luke have his way with her against her will?
Yes.
Yes. And they eventually married.
Yes. You know.
Scandal.
As you do.
As one does.
Yes.
Scandal. But the song associated with that, I don't want to say the word.
It's him taking advantage of her.
Was by Herb Alpert. Now, Michelle, do you know the name of that?
Rise. Which makes sense.
Which does make sense.
He was rising, allegedly.
Right. How weird is that?
That's what I think of every time I hear, not
every
that,
time
I hear
you hear
that
song
a lot.
Yeah, you don't hear it that much anymore, but it's a huge hit.
Everywhere.
Herb Alpert, who was part of the Tijuana, it was Herb Alpert and the Tijuana Brass, who later went on to have a record company called A&M Records.
Seduction was signed to.
Yes, Seduction was signed to you were that on that label.
I was on that label.
A&M Records.
Yeah.
And Herb Alpert was a trumpet player.
You are correct.
Is a trumpet player. And
is that the album with the whipped cream on the cover?
That's way before. Whipped cream was like 68, 69.
Mm. Okay.
Yeah.
Wow, way back.
Yeah. And because the big hit on that was the theme to the, was it called? Spanish Fly, or which was the theme song to The Dating Game.
Oh, that was the song?
Wait a minute. Was that the theme to Yeah. That was, I think that was on the Whipped Cream album.
I love that. One of the best album covers of all time.
Oh, so great.
Yeah.
But the other song associated with Luke and Laura was their wedding song, and it was done by Patty Austin and James Ingram. Michelle, do you know the name of that song?
Baby, come to me.
Let me wrap my arms around you, baby. We were meant to be.
And I'm oh so glad
I found you.
Need you every day. I can't remember all the words, but yeah.
That was written by Marilyn and Alan Bergman, who did The Way We Were.
Yep.
Huge songwriters.
Well, you can't find two more pure, beautiful, effortless voices than James Ingram and Patty Austin.
Yes, and Patty Austin. I listen to them to this day.
Yeah, well, how can you not? James Ingram did every song in the 80s.
Yeah, he did the was it the with Linda Ronstadt
from the Disney, not Disney, but the Mouse movie, right?
Final I don't remember which one.
It was the
Land Before Time?
No.
No,
it was the dinosaur.
The time Land the Time Forgot?
No. No, keep going. I sing that all the time in the shower.
The people who live under the stairs?
No.
Something like I don't know.
Land of the Lost? No.
I don't know. We'll think of it. Alex will figure it out.
The Linda Ronstadt and James Ingram song is
Don't Know Much. No, that's her song with Aaron Neville.
Correct. I never liked his voice. Somewhere out there.
Yes. So did Alan and Marilyn Bergman write that song too? Is that what you said? No, you didn't say that. No, that's probably James Horner, and it's probably that guy. Anyway.
You know way too much about music.
Sorry, yeah.
Okay.
But
going back to Luke and Laura.
Yes, and Patty Austin song. They teamed up for a couple of other songs, too.
How do we keep the music playing?
Another Alan and Marilyn Bergman song.
One of the most beautiful songs ever written.
Yeah, yes.
To this day. But I also think of Laura. Because that was a huge, huge, huge song on General Hospital.
Yeah. Well, you know, it had already been an okay hit. But when they used it on General Hospital, it became a mega hit. And this was after it already peaked.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. It had already peaked. And then it...
Who is that? Kenny Loggins? No, who is that? Think of Laura.
I don't know.
It's one of those really soft singer voices, but I'll look it up.
Was it Richard Marx or something?
No, you would think, because he was the songwriter of the decade.
Yeah. Think of Laura. Well, I guess what they did was, after that Baby Come to Me became such a big hit, they probably had a whole General Hospital soundtrack.
Christopher Cross, of course.
Christopher Cross. Yeah.
But it makes sense to have that... To do what they did. They did a lot in General Hospital for linking music to popular music.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Because the show became so popular. I remember when Elizabeth Taylor was a fan of the show.
Yeah.
She went on, a huge, biggest star in the history of Hollywood.
Yes.
Goes on a soap opera because she loved it so much.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen the outtakes from her doing it?
I haven't seen the outtakes, no.
It's on YouTube.
But I've seen it with her.
Yeah. Because she couldn't remember her lines.
Oh, no way. That's amazing.
So all of the outtakes of her are hilarious.
Yeah.
And this was during the time when she was overweight. She hadn't lost the weight.
Yeah.
This was during the time when she had kind of retired and moved to Maryland because she was married to Senator John Warren. Warner. Senator John Warner.
I have to tell you, it didn't matter because Elizabeth was Elizabeth.
Elizabeth.
And being a woman who battles with her weight constantly... I get it. I feel your pain, sister.
Well, this is someone who had grown up, who everything she ate was scrutinized and weighed, and she couldn't gain weight because, you know.
The system,
and she had to be beautiful Elizabeth Taylor. So when she finally married Senator John Warner, she said, you know what? F it. I'm going to eat whatever I want. In fact, there's that famous picture of her on the cover of that book, Hollywood Babylon, where somebody took a picture of her. She's in a seat, I guess, at a Broadway show, watching a play or something. And someone took a picture of her, and she's wearing a caftan.
Of course.
She's bigger than we've ever seen her before.
Aww.
And they just smashed
it on the cover.
On the cover of a book called Hollywood Babylon. Which you don't hear about that book very, very much, but it tells all the secrets of Hollywood
and dispels.
That's why. Yeah.
Maybe that's why.
Yeah. But she was on it. Also, Carol Burnett did a stint on General Hospital because she also loved
Yeah, you couldn't find. I have to tell you, I got a chance to interview a lot of people from that show because I've been such a fan, and their PR department's always been great about giving me people. And I hosted a lot of the meet and greets, at, you know, when I was on radio, and everybody coming through there are wonderful. And I got a chance to get the exclusive with Tony Geary and Jeannie Francis when I was back in New York at the last radio station.
Yeah.
And Tony doesn't do much press, and there's reasons why. But
yeah.
With that said. It was a safety zone, and
yeah.
We had an incredible, incredible interview.
Because he knows how much you love the show.
Obsessed with him, and I was going to treat him with kid gloves.
Yeah.
I was not going to go to places that other people would go.
Right, right.
That we don't belong. And
yeah.
He was grateful, humble, loving, and beautiful. And Jeannie Francis just wanted back on. She'd just done a little storyline
mm-hmm.
and was kind of vying for everybody to help her get back on full time. Can you imagine that they've moved on with the Vanessa Marcils and the
mm-hmm.
Jagger, what's his name, Antonio Sabato Jr.'s,
mm-hmm.
that they'd forgotten the reason why we watched General Hospital,
mm-hmm.
which was Jeannie Francis, Tony Geary, the woman who played Robert Scorpio and his wife, Tiffany.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
And, you know,
what was her name? She did
Sharon. It was Sharon.
Oh, God.
And then remember Shel Kepler, who played Nurse Amy.
Who's the woman who had that show, What You Should Wear? Or she did all
Finola
those.
Hughes.
Yes,
she
Finola
played
Hughes.
Anna Devane, and her husband
yeah.
was Robert Scorpio. And,
right.
And then there was Duke Lavery, who married Anna Levine.
Yes,
and
yeah.
Anna,
which is interesting,
Devane.
Though, that, you know, who, with a soap opera, the idea was that this was a program for women who were at home, who were homemakers,
yeah,
you
yeah.
know? But do women live that way anymore? Do people, is there a huge population of women who stay home and still take care of that?
I think there's not a huge population, as a lot of families need to have double incomes. But if you think about it, think of the landscape of soap operas. They're gone.
Yeah.
General Hospital. So, I mean, there are few still survive, but they're nowhere near what they used to be.
Right.
And now daytime's turned into more talk. So there are still people there. But you still have Prices Right on at that time. You still have all the shows that my grandmother even watched, you know, because those will never go away. There are a whole group of people that don't work still and are homemakers, but they're occupying themselves. They're going out. They're running errands because women are more independent now. So, no, to answer your question, they really aren't that many anymore.
Well, also, you know, the economics of doing a soap opera, it probably costs so much money.
So much. You're shooting every day.
Yeah.
Think about it.
Prices is Right probably doesn't cost as much, and because of the built-in sponsors in the products that they're pushing,
yes.
you get a lot of money there.
And they don't shoot every day.
They don't.
No,
right,
they
do a block.
Like three in a day or
right.
something.
Yeah.
And that's the more economic way to do it.
Have you ever been to CBS studios where they do that, Television Center in Hollywood?
I have been to CBS Radford. Isn't that where they do it?
No, no. That's Radford is in
Studio City. That's the one I went
yeah.
to because that's where King of Queens used to shoot. So I went there. But I've never been to the actual. Oh, that's the one in Burbank, isn't it?
No, no, that's the one over here at Beverly and Fairfax.
No, I've never been, but I've
it's
seen people.
Next to Erewhon over here.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And where the Grove is, where
yeah,
the Farmers
exactly
Market.
Yeah, I know exactly where that is. I've never
yeah.
been there.
Well, that's where they did the Carol Burnett Show. That's where they did Sonny and Cher. And then where they still do the Price is Right.
Legacy.
They do Dancing with the Stars there.
Oh, then I've been there.
Yeah, yeah.
And you're right. I have been there when I was there for Leah. Yeah, they are. It's right by the Grove. Yep.
Yes, yes.
So it happened there.
But when I went in 1988, I participated in the Gong Show.
Where oh, that's right. I forgot. Did they shoot that there?
Was it was Chuck filmed there. Yeah.
Did you get to meet Chuck?
Chuck who?
Barris?
No, he wasn't. He wasn't doing it at that point. It was a new.
It was like the revamp.
The revamp of it. And this was, it, of course, it didn't last. And the only people I remember from that episode. And the people who still are remembered are Salt and Pepper were judges.
I remember seeing your footage.
Yeah, Salt and Pepper were judges on there, but I don't remember anyone else who were the judges, who the host was, any of that.
If you think about it, all of these shows, there's one show in particular that I'm going to name, but like the Gong Show started out all this influx. Basically, America's Got Talent and
yeah.
American Idol, they're all, especially America's Got Talent, it's all pretty much the Gong Show.
It's the
except
Gong Show.
Now it's buzzers. But if my friend Anastasia, who we've had on the podcast here,
yeah.
she was a judge on a show called The Cut. Or she performed on a show. Sorry, not wasn't the judge. The brat
was a
judge.
Contestant.
It was a contestant on a show called The Cut, which was American Idol. Before it was American Idol, it was mm-hmm. on MTV. And that was Anastasia first sang on television.
Wow.
She was a contestant. She got pretty far. So my point is, it's not that they're anything original. These shows have been going on forever.
Right.
Everything old is new again, 100%.
That's right, because, you know, Doogie Howser is doing a variety show now. What's
his
name?
Neil Patrick Harris?
Neil Patrick Harris, yeah. He's going to be doing a variety show. I think it's called Best Night Ever or something like that. And then, you know, soap operas really haven't died because Empire is basically what is Dynasty. It's a black
Robert
Dynasty.
Robert Townsend.
No, Empire.
No, I know, it's Lee Daniels, but to me, it's everything that I used to watch in The Bold, the Black, and the Beautiful.
Oh, wait a minute. Robert Townsend had a soap opera?
It was like a soap opera spoof called The Black and the Beautiful or The Bold, the Black, and the Beautiful.
Where did it come on?
It was one of those things that would come on when he would do a Robert Townsend special. There was always a piece of it.
Right.
And that's what Empire reminds me of. Empire is everything. It's my new General Hospital.
Now, did you watch it from the beginning or did you just start watching it?
No. I did not jump on the bandwagon until halfway through when everybody was talking about it.
I see.
So then I just, you know, got in and dug right in and did the binge.
I got on board immediately and I don't remember what it was about the advertising.
For you, by the way, because you don't ever get on board.
I know, I don't. No, I don't care about it. But for some reason, I don't remember why I got on board immediately. I don't know what it was they said or did that made me go, I've got to watch this, the first episode.
Well, I fell in love with Terrence Howard in Hustle and Flow.
I love Terrence Howard.
He doesn't have a good reputation with
the
ladies.
No, he does not have a good reputation. But you know what? I think all actors, if you're going to get in front of a camera, you have to have an inner dialogue that is interesting. And by the way, if you have an interesting inner dialogue as an actor, usually in real life, when there's no camera, it spells a lot of complexity.
Yes.
There's a lot of
layers.
Layers and layers. And it doesn't bode well with just playing with others.
Yeah.
You know?
For the most part.
For the most part. Yeah. You know?
Some people are able to transcend and get their shit together and be able to have that complexity on screen.
Right.
Terrence is not ever going to be one. I don't think that's going to get his shit together in real life. But on screen, he's an enigma.
What did you call me?
I called you an enigma.
He is just brilliant.
And beautiful.
Oh my God, so beautiful. And the heat, the fire, what he adds to a scene, even in Glitter, honey, he is able to bring the fire.
Hustle and Flow.
And Hustle and Flow.
So good.
So good. Yeah. So many layers. Where did we first see him? In Glitter or Hustle and Flow?
Hustle and Flow, I think, was before.
It was before Glitter, yes.
It?
Hustle and Flow was before.
I don't know, was
it? I think that's where we saw him the first time.
I just fell in love with him. Glitter, I feel like, is before Hustle and Flow. I don't know.
I don't know.
My mind's not wrapping around.
I can't remember. But
fell in love with him.
God.
And every time I see, which one's first?
Which one's Glitter's first?
Glitter's first.
So that's the first place we saw him.
Yeah.
You know? And I'm pretty sure that's the first place I saw him.
And then Eva Pigford from America's Next Top Model.
Are they? They're like brothers and sisters,
no,
aren't they?
No, they're doppelgangers. They're twins.
They're twins.
You put him in drag and it's her.
Yep. Yep.
Completely.
Yes.
So every time I see her, I'm like, oh, there's Terrence.
But she's Eva Marcel now.
Yes.
Yes.
Gorgeous. And he is gorgeous. But everything about Empire is right. Lee Daniels, you know, I met with Lee Daniels to be my manager years ago.
You are friggin' kidding
me. Swear
to
God. Loved me. Knew me from the RuPaul show. Loved me. Wasn't sure if he was taking on anybody new. Get back to me. Obviously never
did. He was a manager?
He managed Mariah.
No, that's not Mariah. That's
Yes, it was Lee Daniels.
Really?
Swear to God.
We're not talking.
That's why they're so close now.
We're not talking about J-Lo's manager.
Benny Bedina. No.
No.
I'm talking about Lee Daniels. Met with him. Loved you. I get what you represent. And I wish to God he managed me. But you know, that's how long ago I met him. And he was just starting out in the game. This is before he did his first
thing. What was that movie with Helen Mirren that he did? Gun, Blood.
This was before that.
Yes.
This was before Monsters Ball.
Right. He did Monsters Ball.
This is even before that.
Right.
Before he got into that. It was in New York.
Yeah.
So I'm going back.
He managed. I had no idea.
I think it was a small period because then he moved on and started doing the producing.
Right. And that's why she's in all those movies with Precious.
Yes.
And she's going to be in this season of Empire, isn't she?
Yes.
Yes, she is.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. That's why. So, I guess my point in telling you this is watching it, I knew what a mind that he had, not just from the stuff that we knew, but I'd met him and he's actually really lovely.
Mm-hmm.
And he's all business, you know, and like he knows his shit.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I started watching it, like everything made sense. It is so brilliantly done.
I love it.
I am so in love. with Taraji P. Henson. I was in Topshop in London, and we were sharing like in the private, mm-hmm. you know, the little shopper area, dressing room. And I literally was like, okay, cookies outside the dressing room. Do I say something? Like, should I say, hey, you should be a guest judge on a show? Like, I didn't know what to say, that I just didn't say anything.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Because I'm a fan before I'm anything else, you know? Yeah. And I can't be cool like RuPaul and be like, hey, girl. I'd be like, cookie. You know, like I didn't know what to say, so I didn't say anything like a jackass.
You know, a lot of times I won't say anything.
I know you don't. And no. I can't be cool like that and play it off, because the inner fangirl in me just is really, I'm not cool. I'm a nerd. Like,
well,
that.
You know, the reason, well, I've been doing this for long. One of the reasons I won't say anything is I don't want to risk being disappointed by them. Because a lot of people, you never know who they are.
No.
You know, they do something on TV or in movies, and then as a person in the everyday, they may be a jerk. And I've met mostly, I find that people are jerks.
We discussed this already with my Belinda Carlisle thing. And,
right.
And why I don't want to meet Madonna, why I'm scared to death. Because that's the one. That's the one.
Yeah.
I've met Bernadette. I've met Patti LuPone. That's the one.
Right. Well, the thing is, and I know that most people are they're not jerks because most people are jerks because they're insecure and they live in fear. And it's not about me. It's something that they're dealing with, you know, whatever.
Of course. It can't be about us when they don't know us.
Yeah. What mascara are you wearing right now?
I am wearing Marc Jacobs.
Oh, of course you are. It's really good.
It is good.
Is it curling?
No, it's not.
Are you wearing a curler?
I'm not wearing a curling mascara. Yeah. My eyes just happen to go curly. But what I do is I happen to be a fan of mixing thicker and volumizing and lengthening.
Yeah.
So I'll do one coat of each and then go back and do.
Do you do on top or you just
under.
Right.
Because if you put it under enough, it will push them up.
Sure.
You know, plus I have curly lashes. You have curly lashes
too. Yeah, I do.
Too.
Yeah, but I still curl mine.
Yeah. Marc Jacobs mascara. I recommend it. It's good stuff.
Okay. At Sephora.
Available at Sephora.
Okay. So in a minute, we're going to talk to Jujubee.
Yay!
Which is great. I love our Jujubee.
We don't get to have her in town too long.
You know, they grow up so fast.
Our little sweet Juju.
So when we come back, we'll be talking with Jujubee.
Can't wait.
This episode is sponsored by Casper. Casper is an amazing online retailer of premium mattresses for a fraction of the price.
We love that.
Yes. And you have that mattress over there. You love it, don't you?
I have to tell you, you know, I'm obsessed with my Casper mattress. And the funny thing is, a friend of ours, mutual friend, PJ. Yes. He inboxed me and he's like, girl, tell me the truth. I know you talk about the Casper on your podcast. Do you like it? Because I need a new mattress.
Uh-huh.
And literally I was like, this is so cute. Because, you know, I could just see his cute little face, you know, like asking me if I'm really telling the truth. It's so the truth. And I said, absolutely. Run, don't walk. Get yourself a Casper. He listened to me, got it.
Yeah.
Will never turn back.
No, I talked to him. He loves it. He absolutely loves it.
Of course.
He and his partner love it like crazy. You can love your mattress too. Go on over to Casper.com/RU, and you can get this deal. You can get $50 toward any mattress purchase by doing that. Now, you know the creed of Casper.
Yeah.
They are not about marking up mattresses the way the department stores or the retailers
do. I hate
that.
So shady.
It's so shady.
Yeah.
You're going to get a deal of a lifetime by going to Casper and getting this mattress. I guarantee you're going to love it, just like our friend.
And they're so confident, Rue, in the quality of their mattresses. Like, I'm telling you, beyond anything you've ever felt before. They have a risk-free trial. It's so smart. And a return policy. So you could try sleeping on a Casper for 100 days, 100 days with free delivery and painless returns. We all love, well, most of the time, like things that are painless. Sometimes pain is involved and you just can't help it. And sometimes mattresses are involved too.
Yes, it's true.
That is 100% risk-free. So what the heck are you waiting for? Go to Casper.com/Rue and get in when the getting is good. One more time, that's Casper.com/Rue, offer code RU, and get your $50 towards the purchase of a brand new Casper mattress.
Bitch! Hey, child, please, we are in What's the Tea with Michelle Visage.
That's me.
Uh-huh. And, honey, we have a special guest this time.
Yes, we do. We can say her boy name first.
Oh, you want to say her boy name?
Yeah, it's too fun not to.
Isn't it, though, right?
She's the only one that I like to say her boy name.
What's her boy name?
Airline.
Hi.
AKA Juju.
Woo! Jujubee is up in the house with us with the podcast. You're one of the ones we've never had.
Well, I've never been invited until now, well, Mama.
Oh, no, that's because your
bend over.
That's because your ass is in Boston.
I love Boston.
I know you do, and I'm going to try to. I don't want to hurt nobody's feelings.
What?
I was just going to talk her into moving to L.A.
You don't want to?
I would love to,
but.
I don't know. There really isn't a butt, I guess.
Well, but you know, I thought you were going to say, well, my husband loves his family.
Oh, no, he loves.
Where's he from?
He is from Beverly, Massachusetts, but he's lived all over the world because he's been in the Navy.
In the Navy. Mm-hmm. So you guys are in Boston because that's where y'all settled.
Yeah.
That's where y'all are.
Did you meet there? Is that how you ended up there?
Well, we met on MySpace. So where is that?
Oh, I met Michelle on Friendster.
Yes, right? We did.
Yeah.
Friendster. I met you on Adam. I don't know what you were talking about.
You met him on MySpace.
Yeah.
Al, did he want to hear your music?
Oh, girl. No, this was before music was even alive on MySpace.
Was this when he was straight?
He was never straight. Nobody ever is.
Yeah. I love those stories.
Yeah. What's the name? My friend, his grandmother, you know, everybody was talking about MySpace and Facebook. And she said, well, she felt left out. She said, I want a MySpace.
I love that.
So why did you guys meet on MySpace? What was happening?
Well, I was in college and we just started talking. And then he said, hey, you want to meet up? My parents live in Massachusetts. So we met up, we hung out, and
Where were you living at the time?
I was in Amherst. I went to UMass for theater.
Mm-hmm.
Woo, theater.
Yay, theater. So gets us nowhere.
Yeah, well, no, that's not true.
Yeah.
Got you here in show business and stuff. Now, Jujubee is one of the only girls one of the only popular girls that we haven't had on the show.
True, and Juju is, to this day, even though she's in season two and she was on the first All-Stars, to this day, you know, holds her weight. Like when you see her perform.
Yes.
One that the kids still love. She was also the first and only for a long time blue tick verified on Twitter as one of your queens. Juju was the first and one of the only.
What does that mean, blue tick verified?
I have no idea what that means.
You had a blue tick next to your name.
I don't know how that happened.
Yeah.
Like, I don't really understand that, I guess.
But you were really the only, and BuzzFeed pointed that out quite.
Maybe that has something to do with your affiliation with MySpace. Do you own stock in MySpace?
I own stock in fried chicken.
Yes. Do you still love fried chicken?
I do, but I can't eat it as much.
Because you're getting older.
Yeah. And it sticks around for a little bit.
It does.
I'm 31 now.
Oh, child.
I'm in my 30s.
Yes, you are. You're actually a grown woman now.
Doing whatever I want.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So fried chicken, long walks on the beach.
And big dicks.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
That's right. Yes.
Walking children in nature.
Yes, exactly. So it was, now, season two of RuPaul's Drag Race.
That was
right after the Second World War.
Yeah, right after season one.
After season one, right.
And before the third one.
Martha Ray was in my original season.
Oh, was she in your season? Yes. And so when you recall that time in history, do you remember it at all?
I do. I was sitting in my bedroom with my cat, Mister, and I told him.
Uh-huh.
And I remember being asked to supply something. It was Rose that called me, and she was like, I have a few more questions. And then suddenly she said, no, you made it, girl. And my whole world just kind of went, woo.
Uh-huh. Gypsy Rose Lee.
I wonder where Rose is right now.
No, Gypsy Rose Lee used to work for us, and she used to call the girls up.
Yeah, that's how long ago it was.
So was it what you expected? Had you seen season one?
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course. And I fell in love, and I was like, let's audition. Let's see if this works.
Yeah.
And thank you for accepting me.
Well, you are one of the all-time favorites of the show ever, and you did All-Stars.
Yes.
You did All-Stars. How is that different from doing season two of Drag Race?
I feel as though All-Stars, really the only difference for me was that I had knowledge of what goes on. And I felt a little bit more comfortable. You're still surprised when these challenges show up because you guys come up with these challenges that drive us crazy, but we want to do it so badly.
Yeah.
So we had maybe an inch of workroom after season two.
Uh-huh.
Does that make any sense? Am I supplying you with enough information?
I think what you're saying by workroom is you had a little bit more information of what's going on.
Like, so more wiggle room to kind of like do what you really wanted to do. Yeah. Because season two, all of us were just so scared and terrified.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Which is healthy.
Understandably.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But I think with All-Stars, you know how the system works and how the game works. And you have established who you are but yet you're still putting yourself on the firing line.
Of course. And you're still competing against amazing drag queens. Mm-hmm.
But you had no idea it was going to be, you were getting paired up with another queen.
Hell no.
Uh-huh.
Pandora didn't know, did she?
No.
R.I.P. Mandora.
Pandora still holds it to me.
She does.
Because what happened? What did you do to Pandora?
Well, I think Raven and I were the first team established because we both picked, and Pandora also had my picture up, which I felt kind of bad because you can only have one partner.
Right.
And
you didn't feel bad, girl. You wanted.
I
Raven.
Always feel bad.
You wanted.
She just mouthed the words that no, I didn't.
Yeah, she wanted Raven. And you know what? It was
Who
a great
wouldn't,
team.
Though?
Yeah.
Who wouldn't
and
want
you know
Raven.
What? It's all how you, it's what you do with it.
Yes. Yes.
You know, sometimes that's the way life is.
Yeah.
It's for the horrible adage, but it's making lemonade out of lemons. You know, you can be bitter about it, or you can carry on and go, I'm going to show these bitches.
Half a pound of sugar up in there. And
you could wear green fur with blue
like
sparkles.
The tartness.
Mm-hmm. You can turn it around.
I like the tartness.
Yeah, yes. I like tart too.
Well, and also you and Raven had one of the most memorable lip syncs for your lives.
Robin,
because you had to lip sync against one another. Was that it?
Mm-hmm. Yes, Fru.
Were
you there, RuPaul?
She forgets.
Yeah.
I did dancing with myself. No, that's Billy Idol.
On my own.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yes, you did. Yes.
Oh my God.
I feel like I'm sitting with Mom and Auntie, and I have to explain Facebook to them.
Do you mean Mommy and Auntie with Alzheimer's? Because
help me use my cell phone.
It is.
Okay, but you all lip sync Dancing on My Own by Robin.
Yes.
And there were lots of tears. And when people ask me to this day what my favorite lip syncs are, I tell them Whip My Hair and Raven and Juju doing Dancing on My Own. Whip My Hair with Roxy Andrews.
With the wig cane.
Yes. That's obviously.
And Alyssa
and
Edwards.
And Dita Ritz.
The Dita Ritz.
Yeah.
This
Natalie
will be.
Cole,
Natalie,
yeah,
that was
yeah.
really, that was really good.
And Latrice Natural Woman.
Oh, that was good. That was really good.
So those are my favorites for sure. Yeah.
Yeah. And so many sound bites came out of you too. Have you always been that person, or did you discover that person on television?
I guess I've always been kind of an asshole. Like a smart ass.
Yeah, you have.
And I feel like everybody should have that moment, have a piece of that within them, because you kind of reflect hate or sorrow with little jokes.
Right.
Because it makes you laugh too.
Yes. Yeah. Did you find that you're able to do that more in drag than out of drag?
Yeah, because you have a mask on, but it's really just coming from me.
Mm-hmm.
You
right.
know? It gives me an excuse.
But it's also a gift.
It is.
You know?
Once you find your rhythm.
Yeah, because I'm telling you, the majority of people do not have that gift. And the ones that try to force that, mm-hmm. It comes out hateful.
Yeah.
Yes.
So
yes,
you got to have that in you.
Yeah. Because you, at one point, I guess on Drag You, at one point you said to someone, I hope she chokes on a blank.
Uh-huh.
And
on a dick?
Do you remember? Yes.
Yes, go choke on it.
Who are you talking to?
Pandora.
Was it Pandora? You know, I don't even know. I can't remember.
Oh, poor Pandy.
Pandora chokes on enough dicks.
She does. She does. She takes it for the team.
I've seen her man.
And then some.
But you know, you do. You have great one-liners. You know how to serve up a soundbite. You know, it's
for lunch.
For lunch, you know. But no, you're built for television.
Why, thank you.
And you also did a show, a Food Channel show. What was that called?
Drag My Dinner Party.
Was that for the Food Channel or
it was for, I think
the
it was
Cooking
for the
Channel?
Cooking Channel.
Right.
Yeah, the Cooking Channel with Raven and Manila. And we wish that it took off.
Right.
Well, it's such as TV, but did
such
you have fun
TV.
Doing it?
No. Oh, of course. It was an absolute great time. I mean, we had no idea what we were doing.
Yeah.
You know, and cooking on TV is very different from cooking at home.
Yes, it's a presentation. It's not, yeah. Hold your hand this way.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Of course.
Well, what's funny about that is, look, there's somebody's bringing in some flowers.
That's not flowers. That's an entire garden in one vase.
That is gorgeous. I'm going to open it up right now. It's a personal, it says RuPaul, personal by hand. Now, we've been delivered. It looks like a spaceship.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful vase with, how many flowers is that,
no,
Michelle?
It's literally about 10 dozen.
Ten dozen.
That's what it looks to me. So
assorted flowers in there. And it says, I see the address is from New York City. And it says right here. Oh, look at here. We were just talking about him. It's from Mark Jacobs.
Who is it from?
Mark Jacobs.
Oh, sweetheart.
Yes. It's me. And I'm not going to read what it says because it might give away too much in this podcast. Okay. Will be. Yes. Right. So that is so sweet because we were just talking
about. Does it say thank you for last night in the men's room at the place up the hill?
Yes, it does. You are a mind reader, Michelle.
Thank you. Thank
you are just too much. We were just talking about Mark Jacobs before we started the podcast. We were talking about the lipstick.
Yes.
Which is so gorgeous.
I have Boy Gorgeous.
Yeah.
What is yours?
It's called
Boy Gorgeous.
Yes!
Wait a minute. That's a Mark Jacobs lipstick and it's called Boy Gorgeous?
Yeah.
Oh, like Boy George.
Yes!
That's brilliant.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Mark Jacobs. Couldn't be more sweet. I've known him for about 20 years.
He's a mensch.
It's a mensch.
He's a mensch.
He's a hottie.
Gorgeous.
Isn't he gorgeous, though?
Very. Mm-hmm.
Wow. So now I was asking you about your television career, and it just took off because I got to tell you, I'm going to be honest with you.
Yes.
Jujubee.
Yes.
When we develop ideas at World of Wonder, when we talk about which of the girls we want to bring on these different shows, like Drag My Dinner Party or Drag You, the first two names that come up, this is no joke. I'm just honest to God, raise my hand to God.
Are Pandora?
Michelle.
And maybe I'm first. You know, it's, they know I love them. I kid because I love. I love you, Mandora. Hashtag Mandora forever.
Pee-me.
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 The first two names that come up are Raven and Jujubee.
Of course.
But Raven has to come up first.
No, it's because...
Ah! It's because you're Rujubee.
That's because you guys have branded yourself as Rujubee.
Yes.
Yes.
And then Raven and Jujubee. Because it sounds better, Raven
does,
and Jujubee.
It does.
You guys became fast friends on the show, and it just never ended, did it?
No.
Had you known her before then?
No, absolutely not. And it was funny because when I walked into the room, I looked at her and I said, if she's not my friend, she's going to be my enemy. So we tried our best. And then we're like, okay, this clicks. This like two puzzle pieces fit perfectly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, in this board of pieces.
Did you ever have conflict with her on season two?
I don't think so.
Huh.
I'm sure there were moments where we disagreed on things, but we'll both lay out how we feel about certain things and then we'll compromise.
That's what friendship is.
Yeah.
You know, you don't agree on everything.
Right. Oh. Right.
And I like that.
Yeah.
And so outside of TV projects from World of Wonder and stuff, what other things have you guys done together?
We tan together a lot.
Ooh. Ooh,
that's important.
We barbecue.
Oh,
nice.
We go to Disney.
Uh-huh. Right.
Oh, that's right. You guys are both Disney queens, aren't you?
She's a little bit more
obsessed.
Than me.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I like food, so I go for the fried dough and
the mutton legs.
What is what?
It's big turkey legs.
Yeah. Oh, I don't know about that one.
Yeah. Yeah. So now you like food. In a minute, I'm going to ask you after the break. I'm going to ask you about your favorite restaurants in Boston because I'd like to know Boston better. I've been there many, many times. It's just it never got me.
Yeah.
And the cold has something to do with it, you know. But I want to ask you about that. But you know, with Raven, are you compatible astrologically?
What's your sign?
I'm a Gemini Cancer.
Uh huh. And was she?
Oh my God, I don't even know.
What her birthday is. You don't know your best friend's birthday?
Don't ask me these questions.
We'll get back to you on that one. We'll get back to you on that one.
Pull it up on Wikipedia.
Okay, I'm going to go.
But, you know,
I'm going to go check MySpace.
When you thought, after you did Drag Race, what did you expect to happen after? I mean, you've had a TV career. You travel the world. What did you expect? Is it what you expected what happened afterwards?
I don't know really what I look forward to. I just kind of let things flow, you know, and I think I use my own version of The Secret to kind of manifest things and work things out. And I think positively, I think about great things and fortune and I always feel thankful. And I think that's why things keep coming in.
Mm-hmm.
Breaking news. Ravens and Aries.
Oh, in Aries.
Yeah.
I don't know anything
about.
What are
you?
Cancer Gemini, June 21st, 1984.
June 21st. Yeah.
84.
84. Oh, that's so nice for her.
1984.
Yeah.
What is that? Is that bad?
No.
Very young.
No. Yeah.
Girl, I was a sophomore. were in high school in 84.
Yeah, I was. I was a grown man.
Chris was 16.
Your husband was 16.
He's the same age as me. He was 16, might be 1 year older than I am.
Yeah. I remind him all the time.
Well, that's all right.
You know, 1884 was a brilliant year. It was a great year. Now, I want to ask you about this, the name Airline. How did that come about?
So good. Okay, so here's...
Because Airline is your birth name.
My government name.
Your government name, yes.
It's on my social and everything.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. See, there was a language barrier with my parents. I'm first generation American. They wanted...
From Laos.
From Laos, yes. Pronounced Lao, if you're from Lao.
Oh, you don't say Laos?
Well, the French added the S because it sounded prettier. You know, that whole... Yes. That whole war thing that happened. Yeah.
Oh, that thing,
yeah, that thing. But they didn't speak English and they wanted Erlin, which is kind of like... John or Bob, or it's a very popular
in Lao.
Yeah, just regular name.
Lao
in Lao. See, this is how it makes sense now. Thank you, French.
Yeah.
And whoever wrote it down added an E to the end of it, so it made it Airline. And in the Laotian language, there's no such thing where there's a silent E.
Yeah.
You know, we use every letter that we need.
Oh, I love that.
Right. Right.
And that's the thing. I wish I could say that my parents were freaks and they did it in the sky, but no.
Well, no, it's sort of like a prophecy, because the idea of an airline is someplace where you travel and it's a landing place. It's a takeoff place, you know, and it's sort of a hub. So I think airline is good.
Hub. I feel like I am a hub for many.
She's a hub.
She's a big hub.
Is she a big hub?
I feel like I live at the airport, so it makes sense. And,
right.
And they get a laugh out of it when I go. TSA loves it.
Yeah. What's the most exotic place you've traveled to as Jujubee?
Oh, Cambodia. That was amazing.
What?
How did they don't get the show in Cambodia, though?
No. Was Sally Struthers there?
She just left.
Okay, just
joking. Mm-hmm.
They don't get the show in Cambodia.
They don't, but RuPaul is everywhere, Ru.
How do they know? Is it because of the interwebs?
It is. It's the internet, but I'm also going to South Africa.
Wow.
South Africa?
Yeah.
Yes.
South Africa.
How was it?
That was beautiful.
Did you go to Johannesburg?
I was in Cape Town.
Oh, that's really beautiful.
Yeah, and I had that Whitney Houston moment.
You did?
I did. I got off the plane and I was like, wow, it feels really like nice and it feels like home.
Yeah.
So I had that moment of like, okay, she may not be that crazy because I feel great being here.
Wow. So have you been to Australia?
I have.
Really? A tour of Australia?
I actually did a tour with Jiggly and April Carrion.
Really?
Yeah. We were a great group together. It was funny.
Those are fun girls.
Very fun.
Yeah. I
can't keep up, but I see it on Twitter. I just love the fact that these girls, these kids are going around the world.
And you're going to be doing it next on a tour.
I hope so. I would love to. But, you know, the truth is, I'm staying here to do the TV stuff.
She keeps fighting me. You're going to hear on every podcast. I'm going to get her ass out on a world tour.
I want to because I want.
There will be a break in the TV stuff. It's called hiatus.
Well, see, that's when I want to have my face lifted, though.
You're not going to do that.
Oh, you don't need that.
Yes, I will. I will.
You're not.
I'm Everybody in Brazil wants to see you. I know that.
I know that Brazil.
Ja, 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 ja.
Yeah.
I know. What does that mean?
It means it's a laugh in Spanish.
Because the J sounds in
Asian. Yeah.
But they speak Portuguese there.
Yeah, they do. Yeah. But every time they go, come to Brazil. Ja, 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 ja. It's like, oh, you see on Twitter, we always crack
up. I would love to go. But, you know, before Drag Race, you know, I was doing all those gigs for years, going to all those places and everything. But I can't wait to hear what you are going to do next. And I want to know, after the break, I want to know what places to eat. You love food.
I do.
Where are your favorite places around the world and Boston to go get food? So after this break, we're going to ask you to be these
Ru's
questions.
Dieting.
Yes. Well, at least I could hear about it.
Exactly. Yeah.
All right. We'll be right back. Hey, let's talk about Squarespace. Now, we've received some great emails at RuPaulPodcast@gmail.com about your Squarespace websites. And I know you guys love Squarespace. It's so easy. Michelle, I mean, you couldn't make a website easier than the way Squarespace makes it for you.
No, and I think that's what freaks a lot of people out when it comes. That's why they're like, I have to hire somebody. It's going to cost me thousands of dollars. Not with Squarespace.
No, not anymore. That's from the 20th century.
Right.
This is the 21st century.
Huh.
And Squarespace is ushering in a new era. In fact, you can get a free trial with no credit card required just by going to squarespace.com. And when you're blown away and ready to confirm a plan, just use the offer code RUE and get 10% off. And you'll be doing a great, great service to yourself, to our podcast, to everybody involved.
I love that. And I have a letter. Want to hear it?
Yeah.
All right. This is from Joshua. Loves the podcast. Enjoys listening to us. In fact, recently traveled around Europe and Japan, and we came with him. So thanks for the company. Well, thank you, Joshua. Yeah. You may know that New Zealand has had marriage equality for a few years now, and I've jumped at the chance to become a registered marriage celebrant. Celebrant?
Huh.
Celebrant. Celebrant? Is that like an officiant?
I'll have all of the above.
Or the Kiwi speak for officiant?
Okay. I'll
celebrant.
Go with that.
Let's go with celebrant.
Yeah.
I took advantage of your offer and signed up for my own Squarespace website. You're so right, Rue. It's so easy to use. I love its design. Mm-hmm. We'll continue to use the site for my new business. It works so well that I've inspired my partner to use Squarespace for his photography side project. You can find us on celebrantjoshua.com, and I'm going to go take a stab at this one.
Uh-huh.
Quarantinesqueenette.com.
Oh.
I'm guessing on that pronunciation.
Yeah, no, it's an interesting spelling, but I'm sure that celebrantjoshua.com has a link to the
it's
other
It's a lot easier.
Yes.
And Joshua says that when we both hit up New Zealand in true Kiwi fashion, he's got a spare room ready for both of us.
All right, good on you, mate. I'll be there in a quick second.
Yeah. That I can't do when I'm not even going to act like a
Well, you can be just like our gorgeous friends who've written into us and get a free trial with no credit card required just by going to squarespace.com/RUE. That's squarespace.com/RU. Jujubee is with us, and she loves food. I know that from the GIF. I have a GIF on my computer of you saying, I love long walks on the beach, fried chicken, and
big schwungs.
Big dicks.
Oh, wow. Yes. She said it this time.
Well, no.
She's only doing it because she's quoting you.
Yes, exactly. So I know you love all those things, and you love fried chicken. You love food.
I do love fried chicken.
Where do you go? What's your go-to place in Boston to get the food that you love the most?
Well, to get fried chicken, you would have to kind of go into what people might call the hood.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
And there's actually a place called Kennedy Fried Chicken.
Of course, yeah. They have it in New York. Yeah, Kennedy Fried Chicken.
It's pretty good.
Is it?
It's enjoyable there.
Oh. Yeah.
There's also Center Street, where it's a big group of Puerto Ricans and Dominicans and Haitians, and you get all that beautiful
spicy. But do you cook
food.
Your own? Like, can you throw down?
I can throw down. I was on a cooking show, girl.
Uh-huh.
That don't mean nothing.
I know. Right.
Yeah. Yeah. So you like Kennedy Fried Chicken in Boston. What are your other favorite restaurants there?
There's a Thai cafe called Pad Thai Cafe, and you can never go wrong there.
Oh.
It's really great, fast Thai street food.
Yeah.
But do you like to have, like, nice meal, like expensive meal, like go to a really nice restaurant? There's a lot of nice, like, five-star restaurants in Boston.
I do, but it's that whole thing where it's like, this is home for me. So if I'm going to do that, I might as well just cook.
Right.
For real?
Yeah.
Like, you don't ever treat yourself and go, you know, I want to go to like a Nobu, or, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Well, mm-hmm. For me, treating myself is getting time in the kitchen. I don't know what it is.
I love that. No, that's great.
I get to relax and think and, you know.
What about here in Hollywood? Where do you like to go? What's your favorite?
You guys don't eat here.
Well, we eat a lot of salads and a lot of, you know, healthy. This one here, she does grain-fed, you know.
Yeah, nothing. You even.
Yeah.
You're very thin.
She is.
Thank you.
I'm starting to worry. Yeah, it's true.
Oh, I bless your heart.
Yeah.
Go on.
So where do you like to go?
Here.
Yeah. Like, do you go to Roscoe's Chicken and Waffles? Like,
I haven't gone there yet.
Never?
Oh, you should go
never,
there.
No, you need to. You need to. You, of all people that we know, you would appreciate
We'll have Raven take me.
Yeah.
That's what we'll do.
Yeah, for sure. No, not kidding. Like, not saying it just for podcasts. Go.
No, it is. It's really good. And there's a lot of soul food places here in Los Angeles. I know there's one, actually, Raven Simone was telling me that... there's some place down in North Hollywood called...
in North Hollywood?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
She said it was on Lancashire past Burbank Boulevard.
A soul food place.
Yeah, called Sweet Mo's or not Sweet something. I don't know. Something like that.
Well, you probably Google it. But did you ever go to Uncle Leo's in New York City?
No.
I don't even know if it's still there. That was the best soul food in town.
In New York City, on the island.
Yeah, it was like 25th Street or something. It was like smothered chicken and collard greens.
Ooh, that sounds good.
And rice.
Yeah.
And then there was the woman's name in Harlem.
Vanessa's, it's called, not Sarah's. It's an S.
Sylvia.
Yes.
Amazing.
Yes. Yeah.
Every time we play the Apollo, which was once, we get Sylvia's.
There's actually a better place in Harlem called...
better than Sylvia's.
Yeah, Ruth Ann's, I think it's called. Ooh, Ruth Ann's.
I smell a war up in Harlem.
Yeah. No,
I've seen that on TV.
You need to go... When you go to New York City, these are the places. I mean, this is the food.
Yeah.
That you need to be trying, not going to just Kennedy's fried chicken.
But, well, I mean, you know, it's Boston.
Listen, if you're in LA, the place to go for a real quintessential California meal is Healthica, which is down on Lancashire Boulevard in North Hollywood.
Yeah. And small.
And it's very small. It's one of those places where they have very few tables. It's mostly takeout for the studio people. They come and they have things delivered. They have lots of delivery guys who deliver this food. And what you order there at Healthica, and this is, it's right, if you're going north on Lancashire, it is right before where Lancashire hits Camarillo.
Yeah, it's like by a garage.
It's by a garage.
It's really in a random spot.
It's a very random spot. And it's right where it Lancashire intersects with Vineland and Camarillo. Camarillo.
And you just find street parking.
Yes.
But it's healthy.
It's healthy. What you order is...
Sorry. I'm sure.
Yeah. Now, I know you... this one's got to go. So we can talk about this all day. But I love that place. I go over there all the time. Healthica. Just remembered it.
Healthica.
It's like Healthy CA.
Healthy California. Yeah. Just think. Remember
Healthica.
That. Healthica. What you order is the chilled Orient.
Yes.
With chicken. Not with tofu. You get it with chicken. And you get the Oriental dressing.
Unless you don't eat meat like me. And then you get the tofu.
Yeah. And then you get the Oriental dressing and you get the wild rice.
On the side, right? You get the side of the wild rice?
It's on the wild rice is on the side.
The wild rice is so good.
It is so good. It's got
like craisins.
What are those things called? No, himica. Himica.
Jicama.
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 Himica. That could be my drag daughter.
You know
it's not Herica, it's Himica.
No,
Himica.
That's a Vivica Fox play cousin.
Yeah, Himica.
Himica.
Yeah.
But this is Healthica.
It's got Jicama.
Healthica has Jicama. But not Himica.
Himica.
Yeah.
Up in Healthica.
Yeah. Now, Jujubee's got to go. We could, of course, talk to you all day long.
Oh.
And, you know, you are such a funny, talented, beautiful queen. I want to ask you about this one picture on the interweb that I saw where this little boy, must have been 9 years old, in drag, and you're holding him up.
Yeah.
I guess it was a gay pride thing?
It was Providence Pride. It was actually my 30th birthday.
Wow.
And I, you know, in thinking back, I was like...
Oh my God, we're the same age now.
I know we are.
It's crazy. It's spooky.
It's so weird, right?
So spooky.
1984.
Yeah.
And I... Because it was my birthday, I kind of was a little upset that I had to work. And, you know, I was like, okay, this is going to be quick. And I see this little boy with just bright eyes and his mom.
How old was he?
He was nine.
Nine.
Uh-huh. And he dressed himself and his mom was there. She
was
took
he
the
in drag?
Picture. He was in his version
like
of drag.
Little boy drag. Yeah.
He had little jellies on.
Little jellies, a little skirt. But you know, his mom was so happy and he was the happiest little kid. And that was like, for me, the best birthday gift I could have ever asked for.
I agree.
Wow. Yeah. Because I remember there was a note from his mother that I read somewhere, maybe on some magazine or something. And I saw the picture. And what was the little boy's name?
Jeffrey.
Couldn't have been happier.
He
is your biggest fan, saw Jujubee and
is it glowing?
Just glowing. And
I was taken back. I was mesmerized. It was definitely a moment I will never ever forget.
Aww,
it's
how
such
special.
A beautiful image. And I just think about all the kids out there who see all of my girls who are doing so well, like you and Raven, who have just representing what we do here so well. And I just want to thank you so much.
Well, thank you for giving me this chance, Mama. Oh,
I love it. And we'll be seeing more of you.
I hope so.
All right.
I might have to move here.
I hope so.
Yes. Come on over, baby.
Well, go put your boy gorgeous lipstick on. And, I will see you in a few minutes.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes.
Thank you, Auntie. Thank you, Mama.
All right. Bye.
Can I get an amen? Can I get an amen? Love yourself. How in the hell you gonna love somebody else? Can I get an amen?
And don't forget to subscribe on iTunes.
If you love yourself. How in the hell you gonna love somebody else? Amen.